A few weekend showers and thunderstorms will likely impact parts of the northern plains and the upper Midwest, but we don't expect to see a general soaking take place. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We will experience a little bit of shower activity today, but it is going to be very random and mostly insignificant. A surface high pressure center will settle into the region as we go forward through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow, which will keep us mostly fair, and we'll likely see a warming trend take place as that high pressure system abates from the region during the latter part of our weekend and into the first part of next week. However, there will be a warm front that will move across the area with the abating high pressure system, and that is likely to stimulate a few more showers and thunderstorms. This will occur as we move through the day on Sunday. Some of the rain will occur Sunday morning from southwestern North Dakota into southeastern and south central South Dakota, and that precipitation event will attempt to move eastward but will likely fall apart as it does. We'll see it redevelop again on Sunday night into Monday, and at that time we'll finally get some of those showers to move into the eastern parts of the Dakotas and into western Minnesota. The precipitation, though, is not likely to be all that great. It will be slow moving. We'll still be dealing with some scattered storms as we go Monday night into Tuesday. By the time we get to Tuesday afternoon, we will be done with the precipitation temporarily, and we'll expect to see the moisture totals across the area vary widely. There will be a few counties that will come up with some 1 to 2 inch amounts. Those are most likely going to be in eastern North Dakota and a few west central Minnesota locations. But remember, that's accumulative over the whole period. Most of the greater amount of moisture is likely to occur on Monday into maybe early Tuesday morning. The rest of us will probably see trace amounts upwards to maybe 5 or 6 tenths of an inch of rain. And again, the best precipitation or the greatest amounts will probably hold off until we do get into the latter part of Sunday into Monday. Our temperatures will continue to be pleasant for this time of the year. We expect to see highs fluctuating around in the 80s and a few upper 70s periodically all the way through the forecast period, taking us into the first part of next week. There will be a couple of extreme highs getting close to 90 degrees in central South Dakota once in a while, but for the most part, we're going to be in that pleasant range of temperatures. Our nighttime lows are expected to be mostly in the 50s and some lower 60s over the forecast period. I do anticipate a few upper 40s tomorrow morning in northern North Dakota, and we'll see the same in northern parts of Minnesota on Sunday morning. Otherwise, I don't think we'll see anything quite that chilly. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.